tonight is First Fridays, and what do you have going on?
Well, thanks so much for inviting me on. Tonight we're opening a great show, Visual Environments. We're bringing in two artists from Denver, Patty Lee Becker and Suchitra Matai. And their works are up, of course, already and are just gorgeous. And both of them explore environments in their work in a pretty different way.
Tell me a little bit more about Patty Lee Becker's work, which I've seen. She does these sequential magnifications of her own drawings, all right?
That's right. Well, she was inspired by a film, Powers of Ten, which I believe was came out in the late 70s. Charles and Ray Ames, they explored magnification. They started at a scene, a couple sitting on a lawn having a picnic, zoomed out from them to outer space, and then zoomed back down in and went into the cells of one of their hands all the way into the body. And so she was really fascinated by that concept and took it on herself to expand and create her own layers of this universe. And in the same way, so each is linearly connected, and they expand by 10 and then move through the layers. So as you move through the room, they're 44 inches by 30 inches, so they're quite large and hung very close. So it's really like you're in totally immersed in this world. And the world is made up of her own visual vocabulary that she's developed. She works in letterpress and soft sculpture. She has a background with drawing. But throughout all of that, she has these sort of characters and components that reoccur. And so you'll see those in the drawings. And they're all hand-done, colored pencil, really high-level craft, but also just an immersive experience.
Talk about the work a little bit of Suchitra Matai.
So I found Suchitra's work through another artist. She and her husband and their family had traveled on a semester at sea, and it inspired this new body of work that we're showing. They saw not only the beautiful parts of Asia and Africa, but also many of the, you know, real parts, which are these e-waste dumps. And she saw children sorting through waste, basically, of our Western culture. And her work prior to that had already dealt with industrial landscapes, and she brings in very bright colors, and so you don't expect to see that combination of that pop of fluorescent color and beauty that kind of pulls you in, and then you realize, oh, that's what's going on here. It's more industrial. And so she's dealing with environment and from that social angle, as well as, you know, they're visually just something that draws you in, and they're, again, based on reality but also imagination.
One of the things, I would call it a tradition at Goka, is putting together really amazing shows on a shoestring. I wonder, you know, as a curator who has to operate under pretty strict financial restraints, as most curators do these days, what are some of your tricks? How do you pull these shows together?
Well, I think that a big part of it is connecting with artists and developing those connections in the community. And so if you look at our season coming up, you'll see a combination of local and regional artists, and then also national and internationally exhibiting artists, and many in the same exhibit. Part of that is the caliber of the work. I feel, you know, it works. The concept of the show works. But then it's also knowing that in our own backyard, we've got so much genius, and making those connections and finding those artists. So I found both of these artists through different contacts, you know, and I travel throughout the state and try to do studio visits. And they are able to travel to us and bring their work to us in a way that is less expensive, honestly, than a traveling show with crates that is going to be outside of our budget a lot of the time. But maybe we can do something like that once a year, for example. But I think, again, we really ultimately are about bringing the community together around art and culture. And whether that happens in our space or outside of our space, we want to support the artists who have these, you know, really experimental ideas a lot of the time and make that a reality. So, long answer to your question.
A week from Saturday, on August 10th, you have your largest fundraiser of the year. It's an art party. It's called Brilliant. Tell me a little bit about that. What can folks who go expect when they buy tickets and come out to support the Gallery of Contemporary Art?
Sure. Well, I don't know how many of you have been to other art events in the community. I was really inspired by Body Packaging, which happened, I think, over 10 years ago. It was a live art ramp show that traveled to Denver and ran for a couple years. And then after that, Flaunt Fashion Under the Bridge. Again, it was a multi-arts, multimedia celebration that also benefited a nonprofit, an arts nonprofit, Future Self at the time. So I was really inspired by those experiences because when I went to those, you know, I was just electrified by the experience of art and music and visuals and drama and, you know, all of the arts brought together. And that went away. And so I felt like there really was a spot for that. So last year with Brilliant, we had the chance to bring, you know, music on two stages, a DJ. We did a mashup with break dancers and a Brazilian dancer. The food was terrific, and it was gorgeous setting up on the campus with the plaza outdoors and then our 2,800 square foot gallery. So we, for this year, wanted to, you know, do it again and different approach. We've got a different artist in there doing a single installation in the gallery. Aaron Graves works with mannequins. He was featured in our Bright Young Things show last fall. And again, people just were lit up responding to that work. Had never seen anything like it, and I felt the same way. And so we're excited to bring an amped up version of that installation. And we collaborate heavily, and so it makes sense for Brilliant to be a celebration of the arts in this community. The great things going on at UCCS in the arts and the great things happening in the community. And so Armayo Dance Company, they're so well known for their cutting-edge collaborations with visual art, and they jumped at the chance to collaborate with Aaron. And so they'll be presenting a new piece that night. And we also have been collaborating with the Peak Frequency Creative Arts Collective, and they've curated in Thin Air Jazz, which is a 12-piece big band jazz band. And I just personally got really fascinated with Lindy Hop dancing, and so, hey, let's get some Lindy Hop dancers in with this big band. And so you've got these mashups going on throughout the night. The pace is pretty fast. And then throughout it all, there's terrific food and drink, and you're invited to dress in your arty cocktail, you know, wear your brightest colors if you want. And it's an art party, and we don't have enough of those here. So there will surely be dancing as well. We have a live auction component, and that's where the fundraising comes in. Funds raised from the ticket sales will really help, and we also get sponsors, and then the auction is going to be a lot of fun. Joey Levy is an actor and director in the community. She's also really, really funny, and she's going to be heading that up for us.
So there will be lots of works, including a piece by Sean O'Mealy that we featured on our website. You can go and look at Sean's process for making the piece that's in that Brilliant art auction. Daisy McConnell, curator of the Galleries of Contemporary Art at UCCS, thanks for all you do for the community, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Noel.